am super excited, Jenna, because on the phone right now from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the author of the new Drinking and Tweeting, which I have been waiting for weeks and weeks, and it's now finally available, is Brandi Glanville.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Brandi, I'm Kelly Raspberry, and in my head, you and I would be such great friends. I'm not going to take BFF status, but oh gosh, you're like that girl I want to hang out with so bad.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's do it. We'll make it happen.
I hope so one day.
Brandi, do you hear that a lot from girls just, you know, out in LA on the street, like we could be best friends just because you're so yourself on television?
You know, I do get that a lot, and it makes me really happy because I feel like, I don't know, it's like, they're like, you say what I think, and that makes me happy that people are liking it.
Well, you're saying what people think, but you're not afraid to say it, and I think that's where people hold back, and you just put it out there, and sometimes you have to pay the price for it.
Absolutely. There's good and bad that come from that.
But unfortunately,
I can't control my mouth.
Well, please don't ever start controlling it because you wouldn't be any more fun.
Yes, but it could be a little costly at times.
Well, when they brought you on that last season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they brought on you and that other chick, and she sort of disappeared.
Because it was a pain.
Yeah, you were just brought in sort of like a side character. You had to earn your spot as one of the Real Housewives, right?
Yeah, I feel like I got jumped into a gang because they were so mean to me. I'm like, you guys better make me a housewife after all that drama.
Well, I'm glad they did. I hope Andy Cohen had a lot to do with that because
I
love him,
he's
too.
He's great. He's awesome.
Well, tell us about Drinking and Tweeting. I've got it ordered on my Kindle. You're the only reason I've turned my Kindle on in about a year now. And I was just so excited it's finally available.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long process for me. It's something that most of it was written about 4 years ago. So there's a little anger there. I'm not as angry now, so I hope people know that when they read it. This is my story. It's, you know, a cautionary tale. I really want women to understand that you have to be an I before you're an us, because I came out of my marriage at 36 with no credit, no education, and I had to start over. You know, at 36 years old, I had to ask my dad to help me co-sign for a car.
So embarrassing.
I didn't realize, I trusted my husband that I would be together forever, and I didn't ask if my name was on the house, and I didn't ask if my name was on the bank account. So he gave me a credit card with my name on it, and I used it for everything.
Including your rejuvenation, which we will not go into.
Did give me a credit card with my name on it.
That's right.
I know you've talked about it a lot, so we won't make you go through that again, but you don't regret doing it, or you do regret doing it now?
No, I absolutely don't regret doing it. It was an extremely painful process. But I would recommend it to anyone who's feeling like it might not be the same after you've had children.
There you go. Now, I was reading in some of the stuff they sent us that you had to take a lot of stuff out of the book because, like you said, you wrote it in anger.
Right.
And maybe you felt guilty about some of it, but maybe your lawyers told you to take out some of it. But now that you've read the book in its complete form, is there anything you wish you wouldn't have said?
You know what? I struggled with some of the things. I mean, talking about the DUI and talking about the vajayjay situation. But I thought, like, if I held anything back, then I wasn't going to be true to myself. And I really wanted it to be full disclosure. I didn't, there's a lot of embarrassing things in there. I want, when people read it, to know that, heartbreak's universal. It happens to all of us, whether you're 5'10 or 5 feet, whether you're fat, skinny, short, it doesn't matter. It sucks. And this is what I did to get through it. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And, I had some blunders along the way. So, I tried to make it funny because, humor is the best medicine, and I laugh every day, and I'm like a big jokester with all my friends. Like, you crack yourself up. I'm like, somebody has to.
Well, I can't wait to read it. I didn't realize because, it's been coming. You've been promoting it before it was out.
Yeah.
And then when I heard you were calling, I looked it up, and the book was actually released on Tuesday, so everybody can get a copy of Drinking and Tweeting now.
Yes. I'm on Amazon for sure. I'm not sure. They don't know exactly what bookstores it's in, but I know it's on Amazon.
That's where I got mine.
Both bookends.
Now, you said that after you're finished with this book tour, and I don't know how long it's going to take you to do that, you're never going to talk about Leanne and Eddie again?
Yep, this is my final chapter. This is my, they did numerous sit-down interviews. This is my sit-down interview in the form of a book. This is my truth, and I'm done after. It's going to be about a month that I'm going to have to talk about it, but I'm done after this. I have so many more exciting things to talk about. I have so much ahead of me, and I just really don't want to be looking backwards anymore. I want to be looking forward.
Even though I co-star with her in Holiday in Your Heart, that made-for-TV movie that haunts us every Christmas, I'm still Team Brandi.
Aw.
Yeah, Brandi, what do you think about Leanne's new bangs?
Oof. You know, for me, I'm not a bangs girl. Some people can pull them off. I'm not a bangs girl.
See, this is what I've always said, Brandy, is if your husband or your significant other is going to cheat, you at least want them to cheat up.
Yeah.
Because then you can look at them.
I actually said I sleep better at night knowing he's not with like a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Exactly.
Because that would just be horrible. You just hate yourself every day.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I mean,
either way, you know,
it's
bad. It's bad and it's heartbreaking even if the girl's not attractive. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be like, all right, well, I still look way hotter.
Really quickly, how are things as they stand right now with you and Adrian?
We're not talking. Unfortunately, once lawyers got involved and it became, you know, I can't afford to be friends with someone that I can't talk to or, you know, speak up about anything and of being, what am I saying? And afraid I'm going to get sued. You know, right. I just can't. I don't want to do it.
And she's denying she's suing you, which doesn't make any sense.
Watching the episode, I've seen it twice now, the latest one, and that fight you had at the tea party. I mean, you have the letter, so how can she just bold-faced lie like that?
I don't understand either, because in the prior episode, she was like, and that's a lawsuit. And then I had to get a lawyer and defend my... It's been a disaster. I don't know if she was in denial herself or, you know, she's threatening a lawsuit. Threatening a lawsuit is the same. I mean, I still had to get a lawyer, you know? It's like, I'm not... It sucks. It is what it is. We got it figured out, and she... you know, we both spent a lot of money on lawyers, and it is what it is.
Yeah, and is your friendship with Lisa Vanderpump for show, or is that a genuine off-camera friendship as well?
It's a genuine off-camera friendship. I love her dearly. She's like a mentor to me. She's like, you have to stop saying the F word. I'm serious, Brandy. We're working on your brand here. I'm like, I can't help it. But it's funny because she has been cussing a lot more.
Oh, no, you've worn off on her.
Because she's hanging out with me.
Well, she could loosen up a little bit. That's all right.
Well, Brandy, now that you're an author, what's next? What's next for you after the book?
Right now I have a dress line that's just coming out called Brand B. I just got offered a few acting gigs, which I'm not an actress, but I'm going to try my best.
Why not?
There's everything good is happening, and I'm just so excited to move forward and see where this all leads me.
Well, we're excited you took a few minutes to join us. Brandy Glanville, her new book, Drinking and Tweeting and Other Brandy Blunders. We know for sure it's available on Amazon. Check your local bookstore. And Brandy, thank you so much. We love you on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, thanks.